The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's up, guys? This is End Time Headlines. It is Tuesday, the 30th of November, the last day of November. We are live here on Facebook. And I want to welcome everybody to the broadcast. Again, if this is your first time joining us in one of these live broadcasts, please let us know in the comment section below that you are new or this is your first time. And of course, where you guys are joining us from. We got a lot to cover today, guys, so we want to get after this. We want to welcome at this time our podcast audience, YouTube, Rumble, the app, or wherever you may be hearing or listening are watching this broadcast from. Thank you for joining us today. We want to start out with today. We got some breaking news in the Christian world that's kind of made headlines today. So I want to get to this first, right off the bat. This information came over this afternoon, a couple of hours ago. This was released. Many of you guys are familiar with Daystar Network. They're a major Christian network. They kind of rival with the Trinity Broadcasting Network, but it was founded by Marcus and Joni Lamb. If you're watching this, that's them right there on the visual of this. But we found out today that Marcus Lamb, the president and founder of the Daystar Television Network, went on to be with the Lord this morning. He had been fighting COVID. He was in the hospital. He had been hospitalized for several weeks fighting this. I know a lot of people was praying for him. A lot of people was contending. But I'm just going to read this. This is right there from the Daystar Television Network Facebook page. And this is what it says, quote, "It's with a heavy heart we announced that Marcus Lamb, president and founder of Daystar Television Network, went home to be with the Lord this morning. The family asked that their privacy be respected as they grieve this difficult loss. Please continue to lift them up in prayer." So again, be sure to pray for Joni, his wife, the whole Daystar family, the network. This was a heavy loss for those. Many of our viewers who are familiar with the Daystar Network, you'll know exactly who this is. So this was a pretty heavy hit there. So again, we have this. This is again breaking news. Marcus Lamb, president, founder of Daystar Network, has lost his battle with COVID, but he has gained his heavenly home today. Now we're going to shift gears. We're going to move on. Again, we got a lot to cover today on today's program. Again, this was an interesting report that came out yesterday that we want to cover, and this is a story that was reported by the Daily Mail. Somebody said our volume was kind of low, so I hope this is a little bit better, guys. We're going to lift up the gain a little bit on this, so this should help a little bit on there. Thank you for your response here on Facebook Live. First living robots that can reproduce. Microscopic organisms made from frog cells assemble babies in their Pac-Man shaped mouths and breakthrough that could one day be used to destroy cancer cells. This is one of those shocking headlines that was announced yesterday. Frog stem cells shaped using artificial intelligence. You're going to hear a lot about artificial intelligence on today's broadcast. AI, artificial intelligence. This is a technology that has been touted by scientists, by technology gurus as something revolutionary. People like Elon Musk, they've been on the forefront of this thing, but the same ones that are promoting this are the very same ones that are warning about the dangers of this. Artificial intelligence is now being used to spontaneously replicate gathering single cells inside a Pac-Man-shaped mouth and releasing what they say is babies. Let me give you a little bit more on this. According to the article, in a potential breakthrough for regenerative medicine, scientists have created the first ever living robots that can reproduce. The millimeter-sized living machines called Xenobots 3.0, now listen to this, are neither traditional robots nor are they a species of animal. But they are, quote, living programmable organisms. Wow. Now listen to this. They are made from frog cells, the computer designed organisms. This is where all this artificial intelligence, this is where all the AI comes in. Created by a U.S. team, gather single cells inside a, quote, Pac-Man-shaped mouth and release babies, that's what they're calling this, or the reproduction of this, that look and move like their parents. These self-replicating living bio-robots could enable more direct, personalized drug treatment for traumatic injury, birth defects, cancer, aging, and more. Now, this sounds good. This sounds great. And honestly, guys, when I was when I read stories like this, it automatically pulls out what we read about in the book of Daniel, chapter 12, which is right there on your screen. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, it says, "But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and sealed the book." And that's obviously alluding to the prophecies and the words of Daniel the prophet, even to the time of the end. And that's speaking of when we see the fulfillment of what John the Revelator wrote in the book of Revelation, 95 AD. That's when this, the seals will be broken. You can find that in Revelation 5. Jesus, the Lamb of God, is the one who breaks the seal, opens this book, and then it comes into a greater fruition than even what we're reading about here. But listen what he says, "Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." Guys, this is an absolute demonstration or display of the explosion or the increase of knowledge that Daniel the prophet said would be one of the indicators of the end times. Now, having said that, let's just shift right into this. Look at this headline. This is from ChristianHeadlines.com, who originally reported this. But let's talk about this story. Again, this goes right along with AI, artificial intelligence, and the explosion of knowledge. Christian company uses artificial intelligence to create the first ever virtual gospel artist. According to the report, a Christian entertainment and media company has released a new single that was not done in a studio with a human, but it was performed by a virtual gospel artist made from artificial intelligence. The virtual artist, according to the reports, named JC, that's very clever, I'm sure it's an acronym or the abbreviation for Jesus Christ, was created by Marcus Boone Enterprises in Atlanta, Georgia. That's in my neck of the woods, so I'm not really shocked by that. According to MBE's website, the company was founded in 2013. Now listen to this. And its vision is to captivate, cultivate, commission, and coach widespread audiences with solid expressions of God's love through entertainment. Last month, MBE dropped its first single, Biblical Love, which is entirely performed by JC. According to a press release, JC was created to be a, now I'm going to I want to pull this up. I want to show you this exact quote before we get to this. According to a press release, JC was created to be a, quote, forefront runner in the metaverse on Meta. Now, you need to get familiar with this term, because this is where Zuckerberg's going. This is where Facebook's going. And I'm going to show you that a major phone creator, Apple, is already preparing for this. This is where everything's going with artificial intelligence, virtual reality. And here's another term you need to get familiar with. It's called augmented reality. We're going to talk about that. But look at this headline. Again, this is from this company that's creating this. Listen to this quote. We are excited to be one of the pioneers, excuse me, and trailblazers in this AI space in the gospel industry. What? You mean churches are grasping and welcoming and entertaining artificial intelligence? Oh yeah. And it starts, let me read the rest of this, and I'm going to give you a little bit more on this. We are excited to be one of the pioneers and trailblazers in this AI space in the gospel industry. And we have more plans to release and develop even more AI artists like this, according to the founders of this company. Now, listen, somebody's going to say there's nothing wrong with this. But I want to remind you, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. That's what Paul the Apostle said, did he not? He said a little leaven leavens the whole lump. It starts today with artificial intelligence being used to create gospel artists. But what about tomorrow? What about a year from now? What about 2 years from now, when preachers behind the pulpit are no longer flesh and blood, but they are now a created artificial intelligent being that is bringing the word, preaching the gospel, and swaying the masses? Oh, that's right. That's already happening. Because does anybody remember this story 2 years ago that we touched on, we talked about, we reported this, and this was a big deal that we talked about this? Well, this goes right along with this. Japan has already created this very thing that we're discussing here. A 400-year-old Buddhist temple in Kyoto, Japan, is using a $1 million humanoid to reach the younger generation. Now, did you hear that? The purpose of creating this humanoid that preaches and teaches the teachings of Buddhism is for the sole purpose to reach the next generation. Now, what did this company say that created this gospel artificial, this artificial intelligence gospel artist? They said, we are excited to be on the forefront and be the next ones in line to reach the next generation with the technology that we have. Now, look, again, there is going to be a big rift on this. I understand this because, I have a 13-year-old son. I have a 6-year-old son. And you don't think they like technology. You don't think they love technology. You don't think they're familiar with technology and they understand all this. Listen, I like technology. Most of you probably like technology. We're using technology right now to preach and carry the gospel out around the world. But I'm telling you, television can be good. Internet can be good. All these things can be good, but they can become sinister in wrong hands and in evil hands. And this is what we're talking about. Listen to this. In Japan, they created this $1 million humanoid to reach a younger generation. The Kadoshi Temple in partnership with the robotics team at Osaka University unveiled Mindar. Mindar. This robot is a 6 foot tall android made of silicon and aluminum and modeled after Kanon, the Buddhist, and I hope I'm pronouncing it. It's either Kanon or Kanon, the Buddhist deity of mercy who preaches what is called the Heart Sutra in Japanese with English and Chinese translations projected on a screen by tourists. Now, let me pull up a quote. I want to pull this up real quick. This is from this report, again, from 2019. This is a real thing. This is still going on in Japan. Look at this quote. Quote, artificial intelligence has developed to such an extent we thought it logical for the Buddha to transform into a robot. Now, I'll remind you, as Christians, we know that Buddha is dead. But listen what they said. We thought we would use, and we thought it would be logical for us to use the technology that is available called artificial intelligence to transform Buddha into a robot, said Tenshō Gatō, the chief steward of the temple. Quote, obviously a machine doesn't have a soul, but Buddhist faith isn't about believing in God. Well, there you go for all those who are practicing this. Quote, it's about following Buddha's path. So it doesn't matter whether it's represented by a machine, a scrap of iron, or a tree. Now, guys, what's chilling about this, again, it's my opinion, and I believe many of you guys that are watching and listening to this segment today, you're going to agree with this. When I read stuff like this, when I see headlines like this, I can't help but to know in my mind that in the future, humanity is going to encounter, according to Revelation 13, when we're in the tribulation, it says the false prophet who will arise with the Antichrist will command the people of the earth to make an image to the beast. He will be granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should speak and live and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Guys, that's your Bible. And it talks about this. So again, I believe all this technology that all these big tech companies, these gurus, these phone manufacturers and companies, and all the forerunners on technology are all grasping and wanting to get their hands into this. And people like Elon Musk and Bill Gates and all these people are at the forefront of this. I believe all this is leading up to the fulfillment of what we read about in Revelation 13. I just showed you this. Let me give you another quote, guys, from this. This is stunning. Now, this was from the actual article on this that we just showed you from the New York Post. I'm going to read this quote. After months of temple worship with the robot, Osaka University polled people. So they began to, they wanted their opinion about their experience with this new preacher of Buddhism. and they wanted to see the expression. Quote, let me give you some of the opinions here. Quote, I felt a warmth you wouldn't feel from a regular machine. Let me read that again. One of the individuals who was in the temple, there present with this robot preaching and teaching, said, quote, I felt a warmth you wouldn't feel from a regular machine. Another one said, quote, now listen to this. This is chilling. At first, it felt a little unnatural. Really? A little unnatural? Wow. What was the first clue on that one? But good thing it was only a little unnatural, because I would be concerned if it was really unnatural or greatly unnatural. But nevertheless, I felt at first it was a little unnatural, a little weird, a little bizarre. But the Android was so easy to follow. It made me think deeply about right and wrong. The report said that foreigners, however, was repulsed by it. Now listen to this. I'm going to read this last part. Quote, it could be the influence of the Bible. Did you hear that? It could be the influence of the Bible, but the Westerners have compared it to Frankenstein's monster. Well, thank goodness that us Westerners have a moral compass. Well, I wouldn't say us Westerners, but some of us Westerners still have a moral compass. Some of us still have a biblical understanding. Some of us still understand Bible prophecy. At least most of us that are watching and listening today probably think this is a little bit more than just a little unnatural, but it would be, I'm just going to tell you that if I went to your church, if you invited me to your church and I got to your church and all the gospel singers was AI, and then your preacher got up and he was a robot or some kind of a android standing up there and preaching and teaching the gospel and was not a human being, I'm pretty sure that I wouldn't stick around until I had that warm and tingly feeling, or I wouldn't suppress my weird feelings into the point where I adapted to the new normal. No, I think I'd be tuck and tail and I'd be running out of the building. But guys, does this not show you where we're heading? That there's coming a day and there's coming an hour, and there's coming a time in the future that the majority, including church people, I'm going to tell you right now, according to my Bible, according to what I understand about prophecy, the Bible says that according to Thessalonians, there's coming a falling away. Some say it's the great falling away, but the scripture actually says the falling away, the apostasy or the apostasy or the defection of truth of the church. According to the Bible, a large majority of the church is going to go into apostasy. They're going to turn from what is sound doctrine. They're going to turn from what is truth, and they are going to embrace deception. They are going to, they're going to snuggle up with it. They're going to call it normal, the new normal. They're going to embrace, and don't think for a second that many of the people that you and I know today that are lukewarm, that are progressive Christians, and remember, I've told you, I don't know how many times we have talked about this. You need to get acquainted with the term progressive Christianity, progressive Christians, because it is a politically correct term for tares and goats, or what we would call false converts and false Christians who embrace what the Bible calls abominations, what the Bible calls sin. And the Word of God talks about this. It says, with their mouths, they confess to know God, but with their works, they are abominable. But they will say they're saved. They will say they're Christians. They will tout that they're believers. But when you hold what they believe and their lifestyles up to the Word of God, there is a marked difference. These are going to be this is going to be the group that is not going to run out the door when a talking android steps up, or a robot, or some type of artificial intelligence, or an image that is erected up on the stage, projected, whatever, and it talks and it lives and it can perform false miracles. These will be the Christians, quote, Christians. They're not really Christians, but they call themselves. These will be the group of people that will embrace this and believe this. This is absolutely frightening, to say the least. And by the way, remember how Zuckerberg has, I mean, he's really thrust, he has put all of his chips in the pot for this metaverse. It's not just a name change, guys. This is where we're headed. And Apple, and you could listen, if Apple's on the forefront of this, you can guarantee Android. Now, what do you mean by Android? I shouldn't say Apple, or I shouldn't say Android. I should say, let's just make it more simple. Samsung, I don't even know all the manufacturers out there. That's why I say Android, because Android is the operating system. iOS is the operating system for Apple. But the bottom line is, if one company is embracing this, you can take it to the bank that the other companies are going to embrace this. Listen to this. Apple is already making plans, and they are already transitioning and preparing to replace the iPhone with AR in 10 years. Now, what is AR? I'm glad you asked. It's an acronym for augmented reality. And you say, what's that? Well, that's why we put this up here. So in a simple Google search, when you look up what is augmented reality, in simple words, here's what we get as the Google results. Quote, augmented reality, AR, is an enhanced version of the real physical world. For all you boring people out there that are content with the real world, I mean the physical world, you know, the world that you can breathe in, that you can breathe fresh air in, that you could touch things, you could smell things, you could see, it's right there, it's living every single day, you're there, you're involved. I mean, that's the real physical world. And you know, that's boring, and that's so yesterday's news, and that's just like, you know, for you guys that are satisfied with that, you're going to really be left out. Because augmented reality is an enhanced version of the real physical world. And it's achieved through the use of digital visual elements, sound, or other sensory stimuli delivered via technology. Here we go. It is a growing trend among companies involved. Facebook, hello, Zuckerberg, in Apple, and mobile computing and businesses applications in particular. Guys, again, companies like Apple knows where we are headed in the future. And sadly, many of you are probably like me, and I don't want any part of that. Call me crazy, but I'm actually satisfied with the real physical world. I don't need enhanced smelling. I'm okay. Listen, I had COVID. I lost all my sense of smell and taste. Even when I got it back at 50%, I was very thankful. Come on, there's some things I don't need to smell an enhancement. I mean, for goodness sake, I remember when we had digital televisions and that wasn't good enough. And then came along high definition. Remember when high definition came out? I mean, it was like night and day difference. I'm not saying I don't like it, because probably 99, probably everybody that's listening to this has probably got, if you've got a television in your room, in your house somewhere, it's probably high definition. But then high definition wasn't good enough. So then we had to come out with 4K, which is really kind of stupid if you ask me, because most stuff broadcasted through cable, satellite, or internet is not even 4K. If you go watch a game on a Saturday, if you go watch a college football game, it's not broadcasted in 4K. Unless, hold on. Now we have a 4K package. You got to pay more and you can get some games in 4K. Okay, we'll give them that. But watch this. But now, and as good as that looks, and it does look good, but that's not good enough. Now we got to have 8K. You go buy a TV now at Best Buy or a Costco or a Sam's or whatever. Now they're touting. Now they're pushing 8K technology. Why? Nobody's broadcasting in 8K. Here's the point, guys. Eventually, not this year, probably not next year, but as we progress, and I'm just using the television as just one example. You can fit this and everything with computers, with phones, everything's going to fit this bill. Ready? Eventually, as technology evolves, remember Daniel 12, knowledge will increase. Here's what I don't like. For the average person that is okay with high definition, 1080p, 720p, you're okay with that because it looks good. And most stuff's broadcasted in this. Here's what I don't like. Eventually, you're going to be forced to purchase something that has way more resolution than you need, way more bells and whistles than you need, more specs than you need. And the screens are definitely not getting smaller. They're getting bigger and bigger, and you're forced. So now when you go out, you can't, good luck finding a TV that's just standard high definition. Good luck finding a television that is not a smart television that has the capability, to listen and to see what you're doing. Good luck finding that. So here's the bottom line. So I know there's people that are watching, people that are listening. And let me go back to this. Let's go back to this headline here. And he said, well, I'm not going into that augmented reality. I'm not embracing virtual reality. Well, guys, I remember people saying, well, I'm not getting a smartphone, bless God. But you know what happened? They ended up being forced because everything was phased out. Manufacturers no longer created flip phones, brick phones. You remember the brick phones? Man, I had a Nokia brick phone with no case on it. I know that's insane, right? I mean, I was really living on the edge buying this expensive phone, which, by the way, the expensive phone then was what, $200? And it was crazy living on the edge with no case. You know why I had no case on the Nokia brick phone? Because I could literally drop that phone from 10 feet in the air on the concrete and it wouldn't even hurt the phone. It may put a little scuff on the exterior of the phone, but I didn't have to worry about breaking it. I didn't have to worry about chipping it. I didn't have to worry about any of that. Now you go buy a phone and you got to take out a small loan. But I remember people say, well, you know what? I'm going to stick with my brick phone and my smartphone, bless God. And then 5 years later, I talked to them today and I'm like, where's that brick phone? Where's that flip phone that you were talking about? Well, I can't get it anymore. I can't find it anymore. And thus they were forced to get the latest technology. Somebody brought up on our live feed. It's the same way with, I remember when 3G came out and then 3G wasn't good enough. And then they touted 4G and then 4G wasn't good enough. And then they came out with 5G and everybody freaked out and the conspiracy theories went nuts. And I don't want to talk about all that. But now guess what they are in the development of? You guessed it, 6G. Because 5G, because downloading a movie in 10 seconds is not fast enough. It's got to be 3 seconds. It's got to be 1 second. It's got to be instantaneous. So this is where we're going. It's this forced compliance and technology. So let me move on. We got, guys, I still got a couple more things I want to talk about. So again, this is leading to this. Then I want to go to Finland. Let's talk about this. This made headlines today. Finland is putting Christianity on trial as the Bible is now being deemed as hate speech. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but a Finland pastor and a member of parliament has been put on trial for their faith. According to the Federalist who reported this, these men and this Finnish pastor they have been put on trial. And I'm going to give you this, I'm going to read a little bit of this story for you. This man, who appears to be the first in the post-Soviet Union West to be brought upon criminal charges, listen to this, for preaching the Christian message, has now been, is facing what could be, listen to this, fines and up to 2 years in prison. Rosanin's alleged crimes in a country that claims to guarantee freedom of speech and religion include tweeting a picture of a Bible verse, has the potential to face penalties, fines, and 2 years in prison. Now, I put this up here for a reason. It says, quote, this is huge news, and I'll tell you what he tweeted in just a second. This is huge news for all Christians around the world, as this surely will not stay in Finland, but will spread across the globe if, quote, we do not stand firmly in our faith and raise Christ up to a raging world. Again, this is happening in Finland. Christianity is now the word of God being deemed a hate speech. The pastor and this other man are being charged with, quote, hate speech. Get familiar with that term. For respectively writing and publishing a 24-page 2004 booklet. Here is the offense. Ready? That explains basic Christian theology about sex and marriage, which reserves sex exclusively, and I quote, for within marriage, which can only consist of one man and one woman for life. That publication sparked a firestorm, and the Finnish prosecutor claims centuries-old Christian teachings about sex incite hatred, quote, and violate legal preferences for government privileged identity groups. Guys, if you think this is not coming to the shores of America, you've got another thing coming. Again, this pastor and this member of parliament are being put on trial for the crime of quoting the Bible that is now being deemed as hate speech. Wow. So again, this is coming out of Finland. This is something we need to be paying attention to, because it will surely come to our shores. All right, you ready to go on a crazy train ride with me just for a moment? The European Commission is attempting to ban gendered words and even the word Christmas. Why? Because they've gone woke, according to new communication guide. According to the report, listen to this. Come on, buckle in tight, because we're going for a ride on the crazy train. The European Commission is attempting to put an end to gendered words such as man-made and ladies and gentlemen. And they potentially will be replaced with neutral phrases like, quote, human-induced and dear colleagues. According to the report, an internal guidebook for inclusive communications, EU officials are encouraged to, quote, update their language. Get with the program, guys. You can't say ladies and gentlemen, and you cannot say man-made. That is so old and outdated. So leave it up to the EU to give us an update on their language. And by the way, we have to avoid expressions considered stigmatizing that are according to gender, sexual identities, ethnic backgrounds, and culture. Quote, we must always offer inclusive communication, ensuring that everyone is valued and recognized in all our material, regardless of gender, race, or ethnic origin, religion, or belief, disability, age, or sexual orientation. According to the European Commissioner responsible for equality, quote, they are asked to avoid gender-specific language, urged to use chair, colleagues, and human-induced instead of chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, or man-made, out. In a further push for gender-neutral language, it is suggested that expressions such as, quote, fire is man's greatest invention should be replaced with the term, quote, fire is mankind's greatest invention. Because again, we don't want to be, what's the term they used here? We don't want to be stigmatizing. Under the guidance, officials are prohibited from the use of masculine terms as, quote, default, with a ban on phrases such as workmen, M-E-N, workmen, and here it is, miss or misses. This is forbidden unless the recipient of a communication makes it explicit. The recommendations are said to reflect diversity and tackle stereotypes deeply rooted in individual and collective behavior, according to the guidebook. Oh, it gets better. Ready? Quote, commission officials have previously been issued reminders to watch their language, but this is the first time a full guidebook has been provided. According to the report, staff at EU's Brussels-based executive are told not to assume that everyone is Christian. Well, how do we assume everyone's a Christian? Ready? We can't, not only can we assume everyone's a Christian, but we cannot assume everyone is white and married, and encouraged to use examples and images of people from a diverse range of ethnic, religious, or cultural backgrounds. When publishing content, officials are told to make sure that women and girls are not depicted in domestic settings or in passive roles, while men are active and adventurous. Working groups should not be convened, where only one sex is represented and people from different backgrounds should be invited according to guidelines. Now, Miss Dolly, who is the one heading this up, recommends that, ready? We should refrain from referring to Christmas. But instead, we should use the phrase holiday season. Why? Well, of course, not everyone celebrates the Christmas holidays. We need to be sensitive to the fact that people have different religious traditions. Christian names such as Mary and John have also been banned according to the commission publications. Instead, out with Mary and out with John. Instead, we should be using Malika and Julius. So, not Mary, the mother of Jesus, but Malika, the mother of Jesus, and turn to the book of Julius. The guidebook notes that officials should never presume a person's sexual orientation or even their gender identity. Staff are urged to simply ask what a person's pronouns are rather than which they prefer. And of course, we are to refrain from using words such as gay, lesbians, because these are inappropriate. The term homosexual is also prohibited because it can be considered offensive. Transgender, bi, are not nouns. The guidebook says, quote, say trans people instead, or quote, gay person, or refer to the person explicitly. Guys, we could read on and on and on, but this is the new normal. All right. I don't know if you've got kids, but again, I'm telling you, when our kids, if the Lord tarries and does not come back, can you imagine the world that our kids will grow up and be adults in? You can't say anything. You can't do anything. I mean, we're walking on eggshells every day and we can't do anything because it's offensive. Everything we do, everything we say. I mean, if you are born a certain ethnicity, it's offensive. Like, what can you do? Like, this is crazy. I mean, but I want to shift gears because that's got my blood pressure up enough. But let's talk about on a more serious note, we've got two possible conflicts in the making right here. So we're going to close with this. Jesus said in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, he warned us there would be wars and rumors of wars, nation arise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Now we see there's this boiling point predicament that is escalating with Israel and Iran. And guys, this is not something new. This has been going on for years. But according to latest reports, the Israeli military announced that they are ready in their plan B if Iran nuclear talks fail. According to the report, military drills with troops from other countries could help the IDF be ready to fight as part of a military coalition in the future. So this is big news, guys. Again, Israel, according to the Jerusalem Post and other Israeli affiliates and even Mideast affiliates, are readying for what they're calling Plan B in the event that Iran nuclear talks fail. And according to details of the report, military drills with the Israeli Defense Forces are taking place with other countries as they are readying themselves, if be possible or if need be, to fight as part of a military coalition. Wow. In the future. So this is something we need to take keep an eye on. Then let's move over to the Russian and Ukrainian conflict. According to report, this was an interesting article that came out from The Sun, which is a UK affiliate. A UK admiral warns that Russia and the West are one mistake from a nuclear conflict in what he calls the most dangerous moment since the Cold War. And he talks about, I think I have a quote here from the article. Yes. According to the UK admiral, when he was interviewed by The Sun, he told the publication that, quote, in terms of the nuclear clock, I think, again, quote, we are closer to midnight. That's interesting terminology, too. If you know the Bible well, it's interesting that he talked about that. He said, we are closer to midnight than we've been certainly since the 1960s, probably. Again, that's a direct quote from the UK admiral that's warning about this. And then, according to Reuters, the United States is saying that, quote, all options are on the table over Russian troop buildup near Ukraine, which, according to reports, is over 100,000 troops on the Ukrainian border, and this thing is just continuing to escalate. According to the report from Reuters, the Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs said that, quote, as you can appreciate, all options are on the table, and there's a toolkit that includes a whole range of options. Now, guys, come on. I'm pretty sure we know what that means. Just like Israel said, we have a plan B. Now, all options are on the table with Russia. So again, we have two conflicts brewing at the same time. One in the Middle East, and here again, we have this taking place in Europe, with Russia involved, Ukraine involved, and the West involved. And these are all boiling points. You have a plan B option, you have all options on the table. So we need to be praying about this. This is a situation that we definitely need to be in prayer about, and we need to be paying attention and close attention to. So that's what we've got for you today, guys, on our segment. Again, I told you we was going to have a lot of headlines that we needed to catch up with and cover today on our segment. Again, I always want to encourage you, if you've not yet downloaded our free app, please don't forget to get it today. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. It's free. It's completely free to you. All you got to do is download that, get it into your hands, push yes to push notifications, and you're going to get all of our news and headlines right there in your hand. You're going to get our podcast that you can either listen, watch, or both right there at your fingertips. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can subscribe, get a daily digest in your email inboxes if you would. As always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity to sow into this ministry, partner with this ministry, and you can become a monthly partner. You can do all that, and you can either give electronically or you can give by check or money order. If you wish to give electronically, you can do that by through the app or through the main website. And you could do that. If you wish to give by check or money order, it's real simple. You can go to endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. And you can, again, right there on the screen, you can give to End Time Headlines through a check or money order through End Time Headlines PO Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So guys, we're going to sign off for today. I know this is the last day of November. Tomorrow we're going to take off. We're going to come back on Thursday the 2nd. And I think we're going to shift gears, and I think we're just going to give an exhorting, edifying word because I know if you're like me, you've been bombarded with a lot of news, a lot of information over the last week or so, and even this week. So we're going to kind of pump the brakes on that, take a little bit of a shift gears here a little bit. There's a word I've got out of the book of Psalms that I want to give you. This is an exhorting, it's an edifying, and it's an equipping word that I think you'll be blessed by. So we're going to do that Thursday, and then we'll pray about what we'll talk about on Friday as we close the week out with our podcast. So as always, guys, I just want to pray a quick prayer over you guys, and we're going to sign off for today. Again, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on whatever platform you're on. Hit the push notifications, the bell, share this broadcast, share the podcast. Again, we appreciate you coming on here and taking the time to listen to what we have to say today. So today, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you bless all of our viewers and listeners today. May you keep them, bless them. May your countenance be upon them. May you watch over them. May your angels be with them, protect them from any harm, danger, or any disabling accidents. We profess Psalms 91 over them, that no evil shall befall them, no plague shall come nigh their dwelling. We profess the blood of Jesus over them, over their families, over their finances, over their health, over their marriages. And we ask that you would bless them in all areas of their lives. And we thank you for this. And it's in Jesus' name, all God's people said amen and amen. God bless you guys. May the Lord be with you for the remainder of this week until we see you again on Thursday. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.